Hey guys, it's Alex.
And Ariana. Together, we co-host a brand new podcast
called Skinny Time.
Join us as we discuss the lives of our friends and family every Thursday and Friday.
And learn more about them that we never knew. So without further ado, enjoy the podcast. Hi guys, it's Alex and Ariana.
Hello!
Oh, good Lord. That's an introduction to today's episode, I guess.
If you can't tell, we're somewhat irritated because of the topic of discussion today.
I wonder what that could be.
Oh, high school. I forgot. Worst time of my life.
The epitome of my whole life and soul. No, but I think something like high school is something that not everyone understands. Well, when they hear the word high school, they're like, oh, a harder school or some sad thing like that. But really, I can't speak because I'm just so irritated. I think what people need to really know is the real truth behind it, not just like, oh, academic classes and stuff. It's just like the people that you should trust and how you should, you know, express yourself and put yourself out there, because God knows what could happen. Because I, for one, have been in multiple situations in high school where I'm like, at this point, I want to either drop out or just, you know, plan on kill myself. Not intentionally.
Yeah, I understand what you said. Because the thing is that I just graduated high school recently, and I've noticed the amount of stereotypes and fake people that are out there, and all the stupid people that just come in and out of high school. And I hate those kids that are always saying, yeah, I peaked in high school. I just don't get it.
It's just like, why are you trying to make yourself sound like everyone else around you doesn't matter besides you? It's like, you don't need to be that narcissistic just to make yourself feel bad. It's like, everyone has their lows, everyone has their highs, everyone has their bad days in high school. I get it. High school is not fun. No one's perfect. But to gloat that's what I would say. To gloat about it in school makes you seem like everyone, even if you do it, what are you expecting? You're going to expect everyone to be like, oh, I feel bad for you. No, you're going to expect everyone to be like, okay, shut the hell up.
Exactly. Have you ever met those really old people that glorify themselves in their high school days? Because I have one in my town, and he, like, owns a pizza place, and he literally will
buy pizza
for the thing.
It's for me, it's not really that, but personally to me, it's the teachers themselves. They love to act like, they're like, oh, you think this year is so hard? You should think about how we were in high school. And I was like, yeah, I don't think we want to hear it. Maybe we want to hear the lesson so we can actually get a good grade in this goddamn class. But I guess telling personal life stories is more important. If you want to do that, go to therapy.
Some teachers act like their classrooms are their therapy sessions.
Exactly. It's like, you're going to put your faith and trust into the students. It's like, I don't know anything about you. Like, shut up.
I heard from my school that there was one teacher that had a physical mental breakdown and just shared all her personal stuff about her divorce, and it was hysterical, the amount. And my school is small, so like, if one teacher says something, it'll get around to the whole damn school in minutes.
Exactly.
And that's the problem with my school.
Exactly, I get what you mean. It's just like my school and how typical high school drama and all that type of crap is. It's basically one person says one thing, even if it's a rumor or not, everyone somehow finds out, even the teachers. And it's like, it's not your place of business to understand or even
know how the teachers get the information.
It's like, why are you eavesdropping?
I kid you not, the amount of times I have heard teachers in the teacher lounge, because they scream. These people scream. They're like, oh my God, did you hear this, this, and this? And I'm like, girl, I just found out about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It's like, who told you? What little birdie told me? A little birdie told me that you are eavesdropping on my conversation. So let's take a pause, stop doing that, and continue with our life, because God knows what I want to hear from you.
And what's even funnier is if when they find out from students, because the students and the teachers become best friends.
Oh my.
And then they're like, I can't wait to graduate so you can follow me on Facebook. like,
that's oh my God. No, I get, because one example is that in Spanish class, I was very stressed out. It was the point in Spanish class where I would get super stressed out because it was the FLAX exam, and it was our last one. And what stressed me the most about the FLAX exam is speaking. And I hate the speaking because I can never, I always get, no, I'm literally have, I would have a mental breakdown because I would like instantly forget how to say anything. And so when I did it, I was like about to cry. Like I was on the verge of tears. And then I find out.
Tú no hablas español.
Literally. And then a couple days later, I find out that some of my friends were talking, like he was talking to them, and it's like, okay, so now you're friends with the students. And he was saying like how, oh my God, Alex almost cried and whatnot. And then they told me, he was like, oh, did you hear that the teacher found out that you were about to cry? And I was like, why is this place of business? Like, why are you telling other people what happened in my like testing, like for the freaking speaking? Like, why do you think
a test is supposed to be private?
Yeah, it's like, why do you?
If you're not like, allowed to share your answers, why should you share someone's experiences during the test?
Exactly.
It's like exposing someone's medical records.
It's like, why do you, like, who gave you the right to say what happened during my sessions? Like, what if I told other people about someone else's, like, experience? And then they'd be like, you're not allowed to say that. I was like, well, apparently all rules apply to you and not to me when it comes to my session, but apparently you have more authority. So I guess it's okay for other people, but not for me. So,
yeah, fine. I don't get it. What's your even rules- funnier to me? Is when teachers start shit with the students and for what?
Oh, exactly. I love it's, or even when the teachers certainly like are the ones that are picking on you instead of everyone. Because example, I think I've mentioned this like a couple of times in past episodes. I'm not sure because I don't keep track of what I say that comes out of my mouth because God knows who else is listening to what I say because apparently my family doesn't. Anyways, child. Anyway, so no. Especially my
child.
Chili's, no, especially Jeez.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
My math teacher this year in Algebra 2 was a real pain in my ass.
Oh, God.
Like a legitimate pain in my ass. What happened was he was talking about one of the tests that was coming up, and we learned a lesson before, and a lot of people were saying like how if that lesson's on the test, we're all screwed, we're all gonna fail. And I was like, oh yeah, duh, because none of us understand this. It's like, why are you teaching so much shit and then putting it all on the test that we don't even understand? So
right,
one day I asked someone, was like, oh blah 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 the test and blah 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 that, and then they were like, oh yeah, he's putting that on the test. And I was like, pause, what did he say? They said, oh, he's putting that lesson that we learned on the test. And I was like, that's funny, because last time I heard from him about that test, he said he wasn't, so someone's lying. So I asked him the next day, then I asked him the next following day, saying, excuse me, is it true that this is going to be on our test or not? Because someone in your other class told me that it was on your test, even though you told us the other day it wasn't. He was like, why aren't you paying attention now? He's like, do you not listen to what I said? And I was like, I listened to what you said. It's just that most of the stuff that comes out of your mouth is not true, because apparently you tell other people wrong information. So what's the truth? Are we not having this on the test? And he was like, it's going to be on the test. And I was like, thank you. That was the answer I wanted. And then people were looking at me. I was like, this dumb ass is literally telling me I'm wrong when I'm right. Mm-hmm. It's like, no need to argue. It's like, if a teacher argues back about something, that's when you know that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. The worst thing is that people say, like, oh, you're going to make so many memories, and it's going to be so great my for you.
Bullshit. Oh,
and then you're going to have so many friends and so much great experiences. Don't get me wrong. I had my fair share of great experiences in high school.
Same.
But the tests, the SAT, the fucking AP exams. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What else? The
anything
rumor,
really.
Most the classroom. The only good part about high school was lunch.
I think the only good part about high school, even though I haven't finished yet, is doing academic classes that I appreciate and I actually enjoy doing. So like art, theater, arts.
Music,
yeah. And doing like the musical and stuff, maybe if people weren't so fucking bitchy and causing so much drama. And thankfully I didn't get dragged into, but someone was trying to make drama with me, and trying in a way, I could tell they were trying to make me quit the show, even though I was about to. But that's not important. What is important is that things in high school that really weren't, or that don't make me that happy, is that the drama that I have to get dragged into by these fucking 12-year-olds. Literally, it's like, you're a junior, you're a sophomore, you're a senior, you're whatever. Stop making drama. It's especially for the grades below you, even though, oh, they're like, but you were in that grade. I'm like, yeah, but at least I wasn't problematic as you dumbasses are. At least I don't want to walk into school.
Yeah, what's worse is when they think that they're hot shit and they prioritize themselves. And they're like, yeah, I'm a freshman. Be nice to me. Yeah, you're a freshman. Get the treatment like we all did. Take it or leave it.
It's like the door. Go that way.
Get out. Child, let me throw my shoe at you.
It's like as if a freshman gets ignored. They're like, whatever happened to hello? How are you? My name is. I'm like, exactly. No one knows who
get
you
out.
Are. The
Mama,
door.
Let's know who you are. Get out.
The door.
Exactly. Literally, what's the purpose of talking to fucking freshmen sometimes? And what was funny this year was that me and my brothers, all three of us were in high school together.
Of course.
And
why wouldn't
he
they
was
be?
A freshman. He was a freshman and I was a senior.
He was a freshman. He was one you of were the, a senior.
He was one of the few kids that I didn't talk like shit to. So whenever I would see him and a few of his friends in the hallway, I'd be like, hey, how you doing? But if I saw another fucking freshman, I would be like, sup, bitch. Like, I don't care.
You'd be like, sup, bitch, get out of my way.
Literally. But the amount of freshmen that have bullied me and the amount of sophomores that have picked on me is disturbing.
You know what they call? You know what we call them? These are bullies. These are
high school
fucking
bullies.
And you're going to say that I'm painting myself as a victim? Fuck you. You are in your fucking 30s. No, but seriously, funny thing, even though people are like, wow, you almost did that. And I was like, yeah, because bitches don't learn. I pushed about 3 or 4 freshmen this year. But I am, and I'm telling you, I am not hesitant enough to push someone down the stairs. I'm just saying that. For a fact, I will push you down the stairs if you don't move your ass. And if they say, you did it, I'll be like, ooh, let's not play tattletale. No, I pushed about 3 or 4 people. Like, there was this one boy I pushed out of the way because he wouldn't move. Then there was another boy, I think, same thing. They wouldn't move, so I pushed them, and I kind of shoved them into the locker because they were really close to it. And then there were these two girls walking in the middle of the hallway, and it was like in between periods. It was like not really in between periods. It was like during periods, so like less people in the hallways. I was trying to get to a class, and they literally wouldn't move. And I was like, I literally walked between them. And then they're like, oh my gosh. And I was like, well, maybe if you moved your ass, people wouldn't do that to you. But you clearly don't understand that there are other people around you trying to walk. And then they're like, you know what really pisses me off the most? When
the freshmen clump in the hallway.
Not even that, but when like freshmen or sophomores hang out with seniors and stuff at parties and stuff. And personally to me, it's not like, oh, whatever, maybe you'd be friends with them. I personally see it as like, you are not that, it's not like that you're not that good enough. It's like, you're not that type of person who I think you should be hanging out with seniors because you don't seem
you're not old enough yet.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people like that aren't old, like freshmen and sophomores aren't old enough. Like, I get it. Like, a sophomore dating a senior. That's fine. Freshman dating a senior. That's a little trashy.
That's a little disgusting. It's like when this year and last year, it's like when this year, it's like when one of the people in my theater arts class, they're like, you should, she was talking to one of the freshmen because she thought that she was trying to hit on a senior, which everyone thought was a little weird. She was like, freshmen shouldn't be hitting or dating on seniors. And I was like, sweetie, you're the one to talk because you know what? You did it before and you're doing it again. You did it last year. You hit on another senior, and this year you're doing the same thing again. And guess what? I even told the senior who I'm friends with about the whole situation, and he was kind of disgusted by it. And I was like, yeah, you didn't know she was hitting on you this year? And he was like, I never noticed that. Even his girlfriend, yes, he had a girlfriend, and she even know that. And I was like, you are so fucking stupid. And I'm like, how do you not know he has a girlfriend? And she was like, I knew that. I was like, then why are you hitting on him? Are you dumb? Do you not have a brain? Do you have not common knowledge? Do you not have a sense of fucking reality in your brain? Is there something
not, I guess not.
Processing? Because clearly you do not have the brain to understand logic. But
I think it's the dumbest fucking thing ever when freshmen just walk in like they own the fucking joint. Because back in middle school, they were like, you guys are at the top of the food chain. And we're like, yeah, we are. So then they hype us up, and then we get to high school, and then we get shot down.
It's like,
stop hyping kids. It's stop hyping eighth graders up in middle school.
Yeah, it's like don't shit. Expect everything to be as just like what middle school was like. And I knew for a fact that's what it was going to be like. Even though when I was in eighth grade, I was like, high school is not going to be any fun. Like, we are going to get picked on. But thankfully, which I'm happy for, is that our year, class of 2020, we were really respected by even like the sophomores, juniors, and seniors when we got to high school. Like, everyone liked us. Like, we were, like, one of the not favorited, I guess. Like, everyone, like, really liked us grade. And then everything went downhill when the people below us came to school. And I was like, you people are so fucking annoying. You're all problematic, drama-filled people, and you're asking for attention. It's like, if you're asking for attention, please get away from me, because I don't want to be dragged into what sad, sorry life you have to explain to yourself. It's like, if I'm going to be in a class and someone caused a fight with me or something, I will gladly stand up and call them out, because I don't care anymore. I don't care. I don't give two shits. And then they'd be like, you can't say that. I was like, oh, because you have authority over what comes out of my mouth. Yeah, next time you'll think about that, you'll get more from me. Dumbass.
Yeah, my freshman class was really hated. Your freshman class at my school as well was very popular. But
imagine Ariana being popular. Never.
I actually was quite popular in my high school. I was just picked on a lot.
Well, wait, popular or poopular?
Poopular, because I used to be bullied.
Of course not. Yeah, I got bullied in high school, and guess what? Me dragging down my whole freaking class this year, though. Funny. Yeah.
Oh, what are some stereotypes that you've seen in high school that you, find hysterical?
It's the 600 group of girls who will wear the same outfit and then post for Instagram at the same time. It's like, did you make a group chat and say, like, oh, let's all have similar captions and let's all post at the same time? I'm like, you people.
And it's the same fucking picture.
Literally. And I'm like, why am I scrolling through all the – I'm literally doing this. I'm scrolling. It's the same freaking picture. I'm like, okay, nothing new here.
And then you comment on one girl's, it's like, this, it's the same picture. And then one girl's, no.
And then they delete it for you.
Her head's positioned differently.
It's like this is her head. She's like here. And then it's like turned a little bit. It's like, wow. And they're like, don't you see the difference? And I was like, I don't need you to complain how they're both different when all I'm saying is that you're posting the same picture. Either way, it's still the same picture. But no, another thing
same people, same pose.
Another kind of stereotype is where people will do the side laugh at anything you say because they think it's awkward. They're like, whatever. Oh my God, you know what I really hate? When people think that they're such a joke and a class clown when there's a sub. It's like, stop acting like you're so funny.
The little asshole, please.
It's like, and I'm not being so like, oh, I'm not trying to be so naive and be like, oh, I need to like study for my class. I'm like, get the fuck out of the class. You're an actual annoying person in the world. You are such a nuisance to this world and school that you really need to piss everyone off with your annoyance, with your like antics and shit. Like, you think you're cool? No.
Yeah.
I can give you a list of reasons why you're not, because honey, everything that coming out of your mouth ain't true.
My favorite was the girls that would always go to the nurse, and I would love to hear their excuses this time. I had one of these girls, and literally every day, she would come up with a new excuse to go to the nurse, and be so funny.
Oh my gosh, when what's the one thing? It's I just thought about it. It's like when like jocks or any guys from the sports or whatnot pretend to talk to you, like they talk to you for the first time, and you're like, why is this the first time you're speaking to me? It's like you could have just said hello like multiple times before, and this is the first time you speak. They're like, hello. It's like they're like, oh, we've never actually really talked before. I'm like, yeah, because you talk to all your other annoying friends.
Annoying friends. Yeah, I used to talk to the jocks.
I mean, I do now because I'm kind of friends with them because they're actually decent, but I don't talk to all of them because what am I going to expect to talk to them about? Sports? Exactly. I don't know anything about sports, so whatever. Mm-hmm. But like one thing I think that people should understand is for anyone who is going into high school, anyone who listens to the podcast, who I don't even know. But
I don't know. I don't care. Advice, if you listen, you listen.
Exactly. Some advice is that if you're going to be friends or get to know someone, make sure you know them fully, because let me tell you, everyone in my school thinks that I'm this mean person. I bully them. I say rude comments. Let me tell you.
Oh my God. They got you right on the head.
All of that is so false. It's completely false. I'm kidding. Ariana, we all know I bully you. It's okay. I'm allowed to bully you. It's fine.
It's legal at this rate.
Oh my God. Bullying is okay sometimes now.
No, it's not. It never is.
No, it's not. Don't bully. It's not a joke. No, but like, I am what they call brutally honest. If you don't know the term, open a dictionary, because if you don't know what the term means, you're sad. And
sorry.
You need a reality check. But
period.
No, period, extra tampon, no.
Tempion.
No, people think I'm so like rude and mean. That's not true. I'm just brutally honest because it's my way, it's my one defense mechanism, and two, it's my way of getting to, in a way, know other people, because it's my way of like trying to understand who you are and try to get a sense of like they understand what type of person I'm trying to be, because let me
and how
you,
defensive they get.
Exactly. It's like, then I know that if they're going to try to get into an argument with me, then I know what to look out for. But like, I've mentioned this like 600 times, and if I could just make a compilation of every time I say it, what was I going to say? Exactly. What was I going to say? Oh no. Oh my God. What was I going to say?
Something about testing people.
It is something like that. But no,
you know how they behave.
In a way, it's like all. I don't even know why I said this was an even example. It's basically, I just talk honestly about people because I think that people don't understand. Oh, now I remember. It's because ever since middle school, my life was a living hell. So from that transition to high school, it's not that like my family thinks that I'm so bitchy all the time. It's not just because that. It's just it happens like that because one, I have to deal with these annoying freaking people at school because their insecurity and their fucking clownery of a person that they become goes off to me, and then I get annoyed at them, and then they think they have the audacity and the right to be mad at me, and I'm like, you think it's okay just because you get away with everything because you're fucking a nuisance to everyone that you think you're allowed to just yell at me? I'm like, so who's the victim here then? Because it's certainly not me.
I don't know. It never made sense to me on how high school worked, really. Because I feel like it's a food chain. It's a food chain. And if you're not at the top of the food chain,
it's like
if you're not at the top of the food chain, you're done.
And let me just tell you, for anyone who is listening, if you are popular or if you claim that you're popular, just remember, not everyone likes you. And it's a fact. It's been in movies, TV shows. It just shows that when you're popular, you care less about your friends, and it's true. Like, a lot of people don't care about you, and that's why the people that I'm friends with are the people that will understand my way of like interaction and the way I use my sense of humor and stuff. It's like sometimes the way I see it, it's not bullying. It's kind of like a humor bully thing. It's like Mm-hmm. In a way, I'm negative towards people, but in a way, I do it in a joking manner so that people know that I'm not trying to be offensive anyway. That's why I'll say, oh, I'm joking, by the way, so that people know that it's not a wrong way. Unless you're a person who says, I'm joking 20 minutes later, and then we're all like, yeah, not a joke. You're just saying that because you're trying to think it is. But no, it's like that's the thing. It's like no one understands me because no one's actually gotten to know me because they just like to assume. And that's the
that you're an asshole because you look like a bitch.
Exactly. It's like you can't just assume that I'm a bitchy person just because, oh, I said one thing. It's like you actually don't know me. It's like if you got to know the crap I go through, then you actually would understand more. It's called common sense.
It's also called don't judge a book by its cover and get to know what the content inside the book before you do anything about it.
Exactly.
And another thing, an advice I would like to give somebody in high school, take the good with the bad. And but what I'm saying, what I mean by that is take the good memories with the bad memories. Sure, there will be days that you don't want to go into school, and there will be days where you hate your life and you're miserable and the day is awful, but I promise you there will be one good memory for every four bad days.
Ariana.
And to be honest with you, I liked high school to an extent. There are people that love high school. There are people that hate high school.
I personally think that my 10th grade year was pretty decent, even though 9th grade was kind of annoying, but this year was.
Yeah. My years, I say, like, the best year ever in high school for me was also 10th grade. And you want to know why? It's because it's the least stressful year. There is a decent amount of work. You don't have to focus on college yet, but you're not a freshman anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So being a freshman is very stressful because you're still getting used to everything. Your sophomore year, yes, you can't drive in the state of New York, but with everything that you do and everything that goes on in your life, sophomore year is the least stressful.
Well,
and it is one of the better times.
I thought 10th grade was...
Yeah, because you're not focusing on the SAT in 10th grade.
Yeah, unless you're a person whose parents pressure you, for God knows why.
Oh, God.
Lord Almighty help you if whatever college you get into, honey. No, but what else is I going to say? I think things that I need to like talk about for high school is basically friends that you become, or like, oh, that sounded wrong. People that you become friends with, that's right. You want to make sure that you have close bondage and like good, you know, I guess relationships with them. You don't want to tie any bad knots with them. You don't want to make any problems with them because that'll cause a problem. Like I had my fair share of problems in high school with some of my friends because either one person made a mistake in something or something bad just happened. But like either way, just make sure that whoever you become friends with, you try not to cause a problem with, because that'll just affect your friendship. Unless you get a person to call you out and then make them act like everything's about them, and then you're like, okay, sweetie, even though this is about me, but you want to make it about you.
Yeah, and another thing to piggyback off of what you just said, definitely remember that you're your own person. You're independent. You need to have your own opinions and your own voice, because if not, people will drag you to the floor and they will drag you through the mud and they will not care how bad you're hurt, because they will only care about themselves. Exactly. Everyone only cares about themselves in high school. Don't be afraid to drop that friend that you've had for 8 years because they're treating you like shit.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Yeah, you want to speak up. That's why, for me personally, whenever I'm dragged into any shitty argument or any problem, I try to do all the work that I can. I find out, like, oh, why was I dragged in? All this other stuff. I mean, I definitely mentioned this in an episode before. I remember. It's like, oh, what did I do? Who dragged me in? All that. That's what I try to do, because I know I'm not going to be a freaking, like, baby or, you know, anything like that and say, I'm sorry. It's like, I had a chance to back myself up and I didn't have the balls to do it. Okay.
Yeah, just be yourself. Don't be afraid to drop people. Don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to cancel. Yes.
Don't be afraid to cancel everyone in your high school, because I did that. Mm-hmm.
cancel culture be real.
Cancel culture, hashtag class of 2021 is over party.
Yeah, just don't be afraid to make the right decisions for yourself. You're in high school, you will realize that people do not give a shit about other people.
Oh, been there before.
It is genuinely a me kind of situation in school. And you want to know something?
No, I don't want to know something.
I don't care because it is all about me. And you know what? If I have time to give a rat's tushy about you and your cousin and your third nipple, then I will. But I won't give a rat's ass if I don't come first. And that was my biggest problem, is that I was putting everybody else before me. You will go through lots of mental and physical changes in high school. You will discover your morals and the way you want to live and who you want to be. But just don't follow people. You lead people. You be the leader. Don't be the follower, because then you will get dragged into situations that you will not want to be in. Don't be afraid to walk away. Don't be afraid to be your own person, because being different is good.
Yeah, because myself, I've been through that situation before. It's like apparently everyone didn't appreciate how artistic or something like that I was, and then I got judged for it, and then people were like, you're gay. And I was like, okay, so your opinion seems to be really childish.
Accurate.
Like, literally, like the childish behavior and person that you are, that's the things that come out of your mouth. Okay, wow, you must have a lot of friends. But no, that's why it's like, oh, with the crap that comes out of your mouth, you have friends. Shocking. I can't believe they all listen to you. It made me change who I am. So I started wearing less like vibrant colors and stuff, because apparently that wasn't accepted into the status quo of school, because everyone needs to wear specific clothing. It's like, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me how to wear clothes. If I have to wear PJs or I have to wear this, I'm going to do it. That's why I started wearing PJs in school, because I am very self-conscious about my body, because I don't like how I look sometimes. And then people are like, why don't you eat? And I was like, mind your own damn business and I'll worry about mine. But I prefer baggy clothes in a way. I like wearing that, you know, that type of like a sweatpants.
Oversized.
Yeah, in a way like that. You know, like the type of like jogger pants, like sweatpants that it's like the almost like a hoodie, like cotton.
Oh, the cotton.
But the very, very soft one. Not like what is it? Polyester. Yeah, not polyester.
I'm wearing one right now.
I'm wearing you right
like
now.
Like very soft cloth. No, I said I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like something like that. But me wears flip-flops with like freaking jeans in the summer though. I've done that before. No, but like with high school, it's like, why? Don't let anyone force you to change who you are. I mean, that happened to me and I couldn't really do much about it, because God forbid guidance would ever help you. I mean, the word guidance counselor
your guidance counselors do jack shit.
Oh yeah, that's another advice. Just remember,
they get paid to do nothing.
If you need to talk to a guidance counselor, it's a waste of your time. They don't do shit.
You have to bug them to get what you want or get what you need.
And that's why we have a school psychologist, because they're the ones that will help.
Oh, and if you have to see the school therapist, don't act like you're fine.
Don't act like
they will some. Yeah, because they will help you if you need the help. They will like lead you to even like outside of school places. And I understand that sometimes like you don't want your parents knowing about your problems or your situations, but remember, you're still a kid.
Exactly. And it's like, don't let such a thing like that happen. I mean, that's why you want to, if you can't handle certain things, then I usually rely on my friends. But if they're not any help, then I have to rely on my parents, even though sometimes not really a big fan of that, but you know.
I understand. Well, honestly, I think this was a great discussion about high school, and it made me kind of like reminisce on everything that was going on
These
last 4 years for me. And I know you're finishing up your last year of high school.
Nasty.
I feel like I ended mine off really horribly, and you're going to start yours off very horribly. And I understand. I feel for the class of 21. And I do feel bad for you guys. I really do. But I wish you the best of luck in high school, Alex. And I wish everybody the best of luck in these next few years. Yep. And the 4 years that are down to come for you guys.
Of course. So I guess that wraps up for today's episode. Make sure your bell for notifications is turned on. I don't even know. Bell, what the hell am I even saying? Make sure your notifications are turned on for the next time we post it. Oh, that was kind of weird. And we'll tune in next time, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. Bye, guys.